everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, your favorite show, the one that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and we have some really great tracks to play for you today. We have brand new music by Karn Davidson 9, Noam Lemesh, Philippe Côté with Mark Copeland, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned, because this is going to be one that you're not going to want to miss. If you want to be a part of the Orange Grove Radio community, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. If you like the show and you want to listen to past episodes, maybe while you're doing some chores or you're going for a walk, or if you're going for a long drive, you can find all of our past episodes on Spotify and Mixcloud. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. If you're loving a track but you missed the title or the artist's name, you can find all of our playlists at www.orangegrovepublicity.com. All right, let's get into the music. Originally from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, guitarist Greg Amiro has been living and performing in Montreal for over 30 years. A longtime faculty member of the jazz programs at McGill and Concordia University, Amiro is also a past winner of the Grand Prix de Jazz at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. News Blues is Amiro's third recording as a leader. It features three of Canada's finest jazz musicians, pianist and Greg's brother, Steve Amiro, bassist Adrian Vidatti, and drummer Jim Doxis. These four musicians have been playing together in a variety of formations for over 20 years. This album is a testament to the strong connection they've nurtured together. This is News Blues by Greg Amiro. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
The Carn-Davidson 9 was formed in early 2010 as a collaborative project between Juno Award-winning artists, trombonist William Carn and saxophonist Tara Davidson. It's a nine-piece cordless ensemble that utilizes its seven horns as melodic, harmonic, and rhythmic devices anchored by bass and drums. The History of Us is the Carn-Davidson 9's third studio recording, and it's their most personal project to date. Comprised of 2 3-movement suites, The History of Us depicts the universal themes of family, migration, and loss. We're going to be listening to the track Home, which focuses on Canada and the idea of what defines a home. The melodies are inspired by the varied and majestic landscapes of Canada. The movement ends with a simple statement of a Buddhist chant that William grew up hearing in his family household. This is Home by Carn-Davidson 9, featuring Kelly Jefferson on tenor and soprano sax and clarinet, Sharantha Bedigay on bass clarinet and baritone sax, Jason Logue on trumpet and flugelhorn, Kevin Turcott also on trumpet and flugelhorn, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, Ernesto Cervini on drums and percussion, and Tara Davidson on alto and soprano sax, clarinet, flute, and piccolo, and William Carn on trombone and bass trombone. Woo! That is a large ensemble. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Home on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Michael Herring from Way North, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
That was King Porter Stomp by Way North from their album Fearless and Kind. It features Rebecca Hennessy on trumpet, Peter Kankura on tenor saxophone, Michael Herring on bass, and Richie Barchet on drums. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track by Noam Lemish. His brand new album, Et Lebnisse, is a piano solo album of improvisations that blurs the line between jazz, Western art music, Eastern European Jewish music, and Israeli popular song. Et Lebnisse is German for deeply felt experiences, and each piece is completely improvised, recorded in a single take, and played in real time. This is Et Lebnisse 14 by Noam Lemish. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Alex Lefebvre is a bassist, composer, and educator based in Montreal. He is a founding member of Park X Trio, winners of the 2010 TD Grand Prix de Jazz at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. Lefebvre's new album, Naufragé, or Castaways in English, is the follow-up to YUL, his critically acclaimed 2018 quartet recording. Here, Lefebvre presents a new collection of five original compositions and three covers that reflect his contemporary aesthetic and visceral sound. Naufragé's eclectic and cinematic contemporary jazz style features echoes of punk, disco, film noir, and even reggae, giving the music a biting energy that oscillates freely between raw, rough textures adventures and moments of refined grace, all the while leaving lots of room for these brilliant musicians to stretch out. This is Sin City by the Alex Lefebvre Quartet, featuring Eric Hove on alto saxophone, Nicolas Ferrand on guitar, Alex Lefebvre on bass, and Alain Bourgeois on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Divided by One by Beth McKenna from her album Beyond Here, which features Guillaume Martineau on piano and keys, François Jalbert on guitar and effects, Olivier Babaz on electric and upright bass, Peter Colantonio on drums, Sarah Rossi on voice, and Beth McKenna on saxophone, flute, and clarinet. Coming up next is a brand new recording. Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland joined forces to release both Belle Tolle's Variation and Fleurs Revisited. This album is so beautiful because I would say it's a crossover between classical and jazz music. It actually features a string quartet, the Quatuor Saguenay Quartet, which has Laura Andriani on violin, Nathalie Camus on violin, Luc Beauchemin on viola, and David Ellis on cello. I'm actually going to be chatting with Philippe Côté in two episodes. There's going to be a really cool interview, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with him. So for now, this is Oracle 3 by Philippe Côté with Mark Copeland. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
Hey, this is bass player Alex Lefebvre from Montreal, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
That was Mrs. Kim Visits the Living Room Alone by the Pran Trio from their album Saga 13, which features Jack Bodkin on piano, Mark Godfrey on bass, and Eric West on drums. Longtime collaborators turned husband and wife Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper present their latest musical adventure as Wild Blue Herons, a collection of standards inspired by the great women of jazz. This Vancouver-based duo have a deep music history. Bill has been an in-demand sideman for over 50 years, working as the musical director and keyboardist for the legendary David Foster, while Darlene has built a reputation not just as the go-to jazz singer, but as an educator, choral conductor, and session musician as well. Their shared love of musical styles from jazz and blues to soul and groove brought them together and has seen them work in a wide range of settings over the years. This is It Had to Be You by the Wild Blue Herons. I'm Jenna Marie and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around finally found the someone who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be. I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. It had to be you.
All right, everybody. Well, we've reached the end of the show, but we still have one amazing track to play for you. So don't go anywhere just yet. I want to let you all know that we have an amazing episode planned for next week. It's our very special 6-month anniversary. 6 months of Orange Grove Radio. How exciting! The show is produced by myself and Ernesto Cervini, and we are so excited to celebrate with you. So if you have any requests or any ideas for our very special episode, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. But no matter what, make sure that you come next week and that you tune in. We'll be here at the same time, same place. If you like the show and you want to listen to past episodes, you can find us on Mixcloud and Spotify by looking up Orange Grove Radio. Lastly, if there was a track that you really loved but you missed the title or the artist, you can find all of our playlists on our website, orangegrovepublicity.com. Closing the show today is a track by Jazz Lab Orchestra. Montreal's Jazz Lab Orchestra has been a Canadian jazz institution since 2004. For over 15 years, the multi-generational ensemble of Montreal's finest improvisers has explored a wide variety of musical styles and approaches to writing and playing. Their brand new album, Locus Labus Musicus, has been an absolute smash hit. It features Mario Allard on soprano, alto sax and clarinet, Benjamin Deschamps on soprano, tenor sax and flute, Samuel Blé on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Jacques Cuba Séguin on trumpet, Thomas Morali-Bernard on trombone, Félix Touzy on piano, Alain Bédard on double bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. This is Lune et Marie by the Jazz Lab Orchestra. I'm Jenna Marie, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye!
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.